Okay, Matt Johnson in our post-game show here from Bay College, 97-77. Defense was lacking, I guess would be fair to say tonight, Matthew.
That's an understatement. Might be the understatement of the season. Yeah, they scored 97 points. You're not going to win a whole lot of basketball games when you give up 97 points.
Well, they shot the lights out, too. They made their shots. 17 three-pointers, hard to overcome.
Yeah, and I say this cautiously because I know it's going to sound like I'm taking something away from Finlandia, and that's not my intention at all. They scored 97 points on us, and they made it difficult for us to defend them, and their kids knocked down shots, shot after shot. But it's really easy. These guys are too good. You know, it's really easy to knock down perimeter jump shots when you're wide open in the corner. You've got a day and a half to catch it and shoot it, and that's what we did. We were not in position defensively. We did not rotate. We did not drop to the level that we should. There was three or four of those passes that came across the baseline on a baseline drive from the opposite wing that should have been right into our hands, and we just were not in position. And that's something that we work on literally every single day, and we have since October 1st when we started practice. So it's disappointing and frustrating to just not see us execute that the way we should. If they still might hit us some of those shots, and they still might beat us, very well could have. But if we take that away and we play good team defense and good position defense, this is a heck of a lot tighter than it ended up.
And you talked to the pregame show about Kobe staying out of foul trouble. Could not do that, unfortunately. So having him out of there, that was a big difference too.
We were really good when he got touches. You know, they had a hard time defending him, as do most people. But yeah, when he's sitting on the bench, we're not nearly as good as we are when he's on the floor. So, you know, we need to do a better job of keeping him in the mix and keeping him out there. And he needs to do a better job of, you know, and that's a maturation thing. He's playing a lot more minutes. We're asking a lot more of him, especially now that we're, you know, a little bit light in that post department, you know, in terms of personnel. So it is what it is, but, you know, we need him out there. We absolutely do. Kobe's really come into his own, playing really good basketball for us, and he makes things happen. There's no question.
All right, so Sioux College comes here on Wednesday, a chance to hopefully get everybody in, everybody some playing time, and maybe a little confidence, and go out there and play some ball and work on some things like you just described. That's I think Wednesday night, that's a mission there.
Number one mission is to get a W. You know, we need to come in and get a win. You know, we want to right this ship. You know, this is a really good group of kids. I can't say that enough. I mean, I love my guys. They work hard every day in practice. They fight till the very end, and I think they did that for the most part tonight. But tonight is the first time that I walk out of the gym disappointed in their effort, and more on a mental side than it was a physical side. So I want to right that ship. We're going to spend the next couple of days in practice making sure that we get better in that area so we can do the things we need to do to get a W. And absolutely, I want to play all of our guys every single time we step on the floor. Unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't happen, and I feel really bad for those kids sometimes, but you know, we've all got a job to do, and whether they play 40 minutes or they play 4 seconds or they don't get off the bench, they've got a job to do. They're all equally as important. I hope they feel that. I know sometimes it gets frustrating sitting there, but you know, our kids are going to continue to battle. I have no doubt of that. And